had a girl. At least had the chance. Only got the
Okay. Akratunda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirvignam Purume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvaka.
Wonderful. We will now just try to do some sambhashanam and conversation in Sanskrit.
Okay.
So now you're two in number. Imagine you two are going to converse now, and Jalpa Bhagini, you want to introduce yourself to Monica Bhagini and ask what is her name. Okay. And Monica Bhagini, you are going to say, after introducing your name, you are going to say, what do you do, and going to ask her what she does.
Okay.
Can you try, first Jalpa Bhagini, can you start saying your name and ask Monica Bhagini what is her name?
Yes. Mama Nama Jalpa. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Uttamam. Monica Bhagini Vadatu. Uttaram Vadatu.
Mama Nama Monica. She already said his surname. So.
So you should introduce your profession now. I am so interested.
Babati Kim Karoti.
Can you say what you do first? Aham dash asmi.
Aham adhyatmika. You said that was a spiritual teacher, right?
Adhyatika is a teacher.
No. And how did you say spiritual seeker? Adhyatmika?
Yogini. You can say yogini if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, Adhyatmika is also fine. Adhyatmika is also fine.
Adhyatmika or Yogini. I don't know. It sounds like too much for me.
Yogini, I mean, Adhyatmika is fine.
Okay. And Bhavati Kim Karoti?
Can you complete the sentence once? Aham Adhyatmika.
Aham Adhyatmika.
Okay. Actually, whenever you say aham adhyatmika, there is an implied verb to it, which will be asmi.
Asmi?
Asmi. Wait, I will just open the presentation.
Okay.
And show
how you write it?
Okay. Yeah, one second. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm sharing my screen now.
I don't see anything.
No, I meant to share. Just
okay.
You should be able to see it now.
Yes, now I see it.
Yes, I can see it.
Yeah, great. So there is this dhatu called as, okay, as meaning to be. Yeah, the dhatu is us.
Okay.
So this is the root. So whenever you use the dhatu us with aham, aham is I am.
Okay.
That is clear, right?
Yes.
So it should be asmi.
Okay.
Because me is me, right?
Yeah, me is me. Literally. So you can use the same. So whenever you are using with saha or sa or sat, should be asti. Aham asmi. For example, I am asking now, Jalpa Bhagini, are you there? Is a question. So how will I ask? Jalpa Bhagini, atra asti va? Are you there? Atra asti va? Because I am using asti here. because I'm denoting somebody else, not my own self. Okay. So I'll be asking, Jalpa Bhagini Atra Asti Va, Monika Bhagini Atra Asti Va. Then you will be saying, Aham, Aham Asmi. Yes, I'm there.
Asti, right?
Asmi, Aham Asmi.
Asmi.
So now you want to check if Monika Bhagini is there. So then you will ask me, Sumitra Bhagini, Monika Bhagini Atra Asti Va.
Atra Asti Va. Okay.
So you're addressing me to ask or inquire about somebody else.
Monika. Yeah.
And similarly, if Monika wants to check if you are there, she will be asking Jalpa Bhagini Atra Asti Va.
Yes.
So
Atra and Va, what did they mean?
Okay. Va is to question.
Right.
Okay. Atra says there. Or here.
Okay, yatra, tatra, those.
Yes. So, Jalpa Bhagini Atra Asti Va. Now, if she is there, she will say, Aam Bhagini, Aham Asmi Atra. She will say, yes, I am here. So, whatever Kriya you do, Kriya is an action. For example, Bhavati Kadati Va, Sa Kadati Va, I am asking if she ate. Then you'll be asking Aam, Sa Kadati. Yes, she eats. Do you understand the difference between the me and the ti at the end?
Yes, the Asmi and the Asti, you mean?
Yes. So there are two kinds of suffixes that we generally add. So here we add ti, right?
Yes.
There is a series of table. Okay, which will look vaguely like this. Where first person, second person, third person, and for different tenses. This is for one kind of tense. Another kind of tense will have similar kind of table. Another kind of tense will have another kind of table. They are known as ting, ting pratyaya. Pratyaya is a suffix. So, as is a dhatu, you add some suffix to it and make it a usable word.
Mm-hmm.
Am I clear?
Yes, so far.
Good. So, dhatu plus thing will give you the kriya padam. Okay. This will be kriya padam. If you use pratipadikam like Rama, pratipadikam. And for those pratipatikams, there are another set of prefixes called sup. Okay.
Those are prefixes.
What is pratipatikam?
Nominal stem. Monika Bhagini, these are suffixes, not prefixes. Prefixes are added in the front, suffixes are added in the back.
Yes. Okay. So, and what is the difference between pratipadikam and dhatu?
Nice, okay. Now, kriya is something else. Noun is something else, right? Noun is a noun. Okay. Kriya is an action.
Okay.
So wherever kriya comes, the root word will be dhatu.
Okay. So it's the root of a verb.
It's the root of the word. For example, likhati is writing. So the dhatu will be likh.
Okay.
Khadati is eating. The dhatu will be khad.
Khad.
Sumitra Bhagini,
Vadatu.
Likha is the dhatu and likhati is the
ting pratyaya.
Ting pratyaya.
Okay. We will deal it in detail once we are done with this. A few of basic classes are necessary to understand the perfect Ashadhyayi Sutra. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand. So, I am just trying to initiate to Ashtadhyayi today, because that is the reason why I took this thing and so. There is a Paninia Sutra that says Subantik Subting Ting Subantam Padam. Subtingantam Padam. Not I'm
I swapped it. But a little lost.
Tuk Tingantam. This is Sub, okay? That we use it with Shabda.
Mm-hmm.
Rama is a Shabda. So which you will be adding Sup. Tingantam.
Okay, so Supa is the suffix, you said.
Sup, Ting, both are suffixes. Sup is used for Shabda, Ting is used for Dhatu.
Okay.
Or Pratipadika. Sup is for Shabda or Pratipadika. Is that clear?
Okay, let me see if I got that clear. So Shabda is for a verb and Supa is for a noun, right?
No. Pratipadikam or Shabda, you can use anything here. Do you remember we were trying to say the address? Akarantaha, Pullingdaha, Rama Shabdaha.
Yes.
So Rama is a Pratipadikam. So I can alternatively call it as Shabda.
So it's a synonym?
Not a synonym. Shabda is a sound. Pratipadikam is a nominal stem. For the sounds like Rama, Krishna, what are the synonymal sound? Will be Krishna, Govinda, Ganesha, all ending in a. So they're all Shabda, right? They're all sounds. So I'm showing you two ways. Either you can say a nominal stem or you can say sounding like Rama.
Let me write that.
Because the end is the same. It is at the end only. Jilpa Bhagin, do you understand what I say?
I think what you're saying is that when something ends with a, those are nominal stems, correct?
Wait. See, there is something called Rama. Okay.
Yes.
This is a Pratipadika.
Hmm.
There is something else called Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also including something called Guru.
Right.
Now if you consider the end, okay, mm-hmm. This ends in A, this ends in A, but this ends in U. So the sound
right.
differs.
Correct.
So by Shabda, I mean the first two sounds a bit similar. Technically Rama can be synonymous only if I call another Rama. But I'm not talking about the exact Rama, but the A sound at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I say these two are similar Shabda.
Okay.
But this is not.
Because it ends in U?
Yeah, it ends in U. Maybe some other Padam or a Shabda, with U sound itself can be a Shabda or Pratipadikam of another noun.
So what about Hari? Is Hari in here?
Ikaranta Shabda.
Ikaranta,
yeah.
Yes.
Ikaranta Shabda.
Hmm.
So
okay, maybe we do more
why,
than I understand better.
Why I took is that we often call something as Padam, Padam, Padam. What is a Padam? Padam is a word.
Hmm.
Okay, the term Padam is a
padam
word.
Is a what?
Word.
A word.
Now, Panini describes what a word is. He says, Suptingantam Padam. Whenever a dhatu or a nominal stem has the suffix of sup or ting pratyaya, then you can call that word as Padam. So, when Rama is added with a su, it becomes Ramaha. Okay.
Can you? I was trying to write, but you were going a little bit fast. So whenever a dhatu or a nominal stem.
First put nominal stem, whenever a nominal stem and a dhatu gets added to a suffix like sup and thing respectively. I say respectively because nominal stem can.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Can you hear Sumitra?
No, I cannot hear her.
Oh, should we tell her maybe on chat? Hello, we cannot hear you. Let me see. We cannot hear you.
Oh, we lost her.
We lost her, yes. Okay, so it was something with her internet. Okay, so did you get what she said in the end? Whenever a dhatu or a nominal or a nominal stem and a dhatu get added to, I got super lost.
I am lost with all these words too, Monica. I'm sorry. I'm trying to write down when she's explaining, but it is very hard for me to define it means.
Okay, what I got is that a dhatu is the root of the verb. For instance, if you say playing, the dhatu would be play, I guess. And if you
play is the verb, right?
Play is the verb, but you can say play, playing, played, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
I guess that dhatu would be play, right? Because that's the root, and then you add the ed or the ing or whatever, right?
So dhatu means it's like present tense, past tense, future tense.
No. It's only the root.
Root. Okay.
The first part. That's what I got.
Okay.
Let me see. I think we got Sumitra again.
Yeah, she's joining.
Are you able to hear me?
No, we couldn't hear you. Now we can hear you.
Now you can hear you, yes, but I
got some network issues, so we got cut.
So you were saying, I got into the middle of what you were saying, that you said that whenever a dhatu and a nominal stem get added to, and then I lost you.
Yeah, I'll just explain it again. So the primary question is padam. Okay, wherever you come across a word called padam, then you will ask a question, what is a padam? Padam is a word. But how do you know if whatever you come across is a word or not? When I say karoti, khadati, for example, we said asti and asmi, right? We were seeing now asti and asmi. Now I say asti is a padam. You might ask me, how come you called asti as a padam? Why not something else? Because as is a dhatu that has a suffix. Now Ramah, I say Rama is a padam. You'll ask me, how do you say Ramah is a padam? Rama is a shabda or a pratipadikam that gets added to suprapratyaya. So I say because it has got the end of thing or sup, I can call it a pada. How do I say it? Because Panini gave the definition. Subantam tingantam padam or suptingantam padam, like we saw. So this sutra, this is Ashtadhyayi sutra. Okay, this basically talks, how can you say if you come across a word and that is a padam or not?
Okay. So a padam is a word that already has a root and the suffix. Or not? Did I get that wrong?
You are correct. It will have a root and a suffix in case of thing, or it will have a pratipadikam and a suffix in a case of super, subantam.
Okay.
Now, imagine I say, aham khadami. I say this sentence. I say aham khadami. Now, if I ask you, can you identify if there is a padam? What will be your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the padam here?
Khadami.
Wonderful.
Padam.
Whether it is a subantam padam or tingantam padam?
I don't know.
You will call it a tingantam padam because this is a kriya. Eating is an action, right?
Mm-hmm.
So khad will be the dhatu for which we will be adding a pratyaya called ting. So you are calling it a tingantam padam, not a subantam padam. Now when I say Ramaha khadati, now do we have padam here?
Yes.
How many padams are there now?
Two.
Wonderful. What are they?
Ram and Khadu.
Ramaha and Khadati. Khadati will again be Tingantam Padam. But Ramaha will be Subantam Padam.
Okay, sorry. Ramaha is Subantam Padam and Khadati was what?
Tingantam Padam.
Tingantam?
Tingantam. Ting, Antam. Antam and end.
Tam. Tingantam.
Tingantam. Padam.
Tingantam padam.
Padam.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. So, subantam padam is for noun.
Correct.
Tingantam padam is for verb.
Yeah, it is not, it is for verb. Wherever you see verb, you will call it a tingantam padam. There, verb is a word, right? Again, kadati, likhati are all words. But what type of word it is? Tingantam word.
Tingantam.
Tingantam.
And what was the noun that Monica said?
Subantam.
Subantam.
Because the end is suppu or ting. In Sanskrit, end is antam. As the antam is ting, we call it tingantam. As the antam is suppu, we call it subantam.
Okay, and the antam was the ending or no? That
yeah, antam is end.
Okay.
So whatever the end you see, you will call it likewise. Khadami, the end is ting pratyaya. So tingantam padam. Ramaha, for Rama pratipadikam, we add supu pratyaya. So we call it subantam padam.
Okay, lots of new words,
lots of new words.
Yeah, that's okay. Just try to practice it whenever you find time, so that you'll get used to it.
Do we have this explanation in the book that we have?
No, we don't have. This is something extra that I'm teaching because I thought it is actually necessary even as a beginner to understand this.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's why I just chose it because whatever is there in the book, Sanskrit Bharati has done it with a view that everyone should start speaking in Sanskrit, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But if you can put a bit of effort, you can parallelly learn grammar as well, really good.
Yes. Okay, so yes. Can I do like a summary of all the things that I've been understanding and you can
definitely
say if I'm okay? Okay.
Definitely, yes. I would definitely encourage that.
Thank you. So, dhatu plus a thing makes a kriya padam, which is a word that describes an action, right?
Describing an action is a different thing. The word itself is an action.
Can you repeat what you said, Monica? Sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay.
You can say it so that I'll correct if you're wrong.
Okay. So a dhatu, which is like the root of a root plus a thing, which is different than thing in English. Because I got confused because at the beginning with thing and thing, but dhatu but plus a thing equals a kriya padam.
Or singantam padam.
What?
You can either call it a kriya padam or a tingantam padam, because kadati or kadami is technically a kriya, right? Eating is a action.
Okay, and that word that is formed by a root plus an ending, which is called a thing, it creates a word like, for instance, kadami, right? And that is that's describing an action?
It is not describing an action. See, whenever you describe about a noun, that becomes adjective.
Yes.
Whenever you describe about a verb, that becomes adverb.
Yes, so
it's just a verb that we are talking about.
Okay, so it's a verb.
Yeah, it's a verb.
So, tingatan padam and kriya padam would be a verb.
Yes, they are synonymous. You can either call it a tingantam padam or a kriya padam. Tingantam padam.
Tingantam padam. Okay.
Yeah. Now the focus is a bit different. They both are synonymous, as I said. But when I say tingantam padam, I am specifically saying it because the end is ting pratyaya. Okay. When I say kriya padam, I am explicitly saying, look, I am talking only about the action. I don't care about the suffix. Though it is synonymous,
and that
the focus is different.
And the tinga pratyaya ending is it's like a verb tense in particular?
I don't get you. What did you say?
Okay, so what exactly is the tinga pratyaya?
Ting pratyaya talks about the tense. Khadami khadati, it's all present tense. I am eating now. She eats now or he eats now. Whenever I want to denote, when did he eat? Now, khad itself is a kriya, right? I can directly use khad. Why did I add me or thi at the end? What was my intention in adding me and thi? I explicitly say tingantam padam because I want to denote or talk about the tense. When did I eat or when am I eating?
Okay, so it's the present tense for somebody else, not for me. Yes?
I didn't get you. What did you say?
So the tinga pratyaya ending is the present tense?
Not necessarily present tense. There are many other pratyayas in things. See, okay, that is another question that you asked. So imagine this is a table, okay?
Okay.
Table full of pratyayas. So I have many, many, many pratyayas.
Okay.
What is pratyaya?
Suffix,
okay.
So you can consider I have these many pratyayas. First three tables talk about one tense. Next three tables talk about another tense.
Okay.
Next three table talk about some other tense. Next three talk about some other tense. And the next talk about some other tense. So what happens is, the first one here is will be ting, ti. And this will be ing at the last. So adding this together, I call it ting.
Okay.
So in the case of Subantam, the first will be Su. The last column of the table will be Pu or Ip, Sup. So adding together I get Sup Pratyaya. Ting Pratyaya, Sup Pratyaya. That's why I call it Ting Sup, because there are a lot of Pratyayas like that.
Okay.
Maybe first three denotes the present tense, next three denotes the past tense, next three denotes the future tense. Next three denotes the order.
Okay, and the
command.
Tinga, tam, padam, does that have something to do with the T of you and not like F T, that it's not me?
I don't get you. What did you ask?
Okay, so you said that you had the root word F, right?
Hmm.
You are for me and asti for someone else, right?
Correct, correct.
That does that word tingam tampadam means that these verbs are for someone else that is not me or nothing to do?
It talks about the tense.
Only about the tense, okay.
Only about the tense, nothing else.
Okay, so
because for every person, first person, second person and third person, it says, if I do a particular action at present, add me. If you do it, add something else. If she does it, add something else.
Okay.
Okay. Jalpa Bhagni, are you able to follow it?
So what I'm understanding is that what we are learning is that in different tense, we add different suffix or prefix to the
word. Don't talk about prefix right now. Prefix is a different concept altogether.
The suffix, whatever we add at the end to the word is what we are talking, right?
Exactly. So okay. For dhatu, if you add tinganta pratyaya, it is to say about tense.
Uh-huh.
For a pratipadikam, if you add a subanta pratyaya, it is to say which case, if it is for, if you are talking in the context of a subject or an object or an instrumental case, or in, at, with, for, by, and all those stuff.
Sumitra Bhagini, can you give one example as a comparative
definitely.
Study?
So definitely. I'll definitely do that. Did I tell you about the Shabdhamanjari? Did I ask you to keep it for you?
Okay, it doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. One that Govindapraya
Gayatri. Yes.
Oh, I was not able to print it yet because.
No, that's okay. You can just simply open. Yeah. Just open it in your mobile. That much is fine.
Okay.
Yes. I have it here.
I will open it here in our website only.
Okay. Which page?
Give me a minute. 1 second. So, Shabdamanjari. You're able to see my browser, right?
No.
No, we can only see your presentation.
Or just give me a minute then. I'll just download the PDF and I think I'll have to share it to you. There are two things. One is Dhatu Rupa Manjari, another one is Shabda Manjari. We will first talk about Shabda Manjari now. Okay.
Shabda Manjari?
Yeah, Manjari.
And what
just give me a minute. I will download and then I will open it for you. Thank you. share. I think now you can easily see my screen.
No.
No, we can see the presentation only.
It will take a minute probably.
I see that Sima joined. Maybe.
Oh.
Meanwhile,
that's great.
Meanwhile, I can go on with the summary as it loads to see if that helps. Sima, Abhi?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do it.
Okay, Sima, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, Sima.
How are you? Sorry, I'm very busy.
No problem. Okay. No worries.
Thank you for your summary.
Your voice is very feeble.
Yes, it doesn't sound very clear.
Huh.
But can you hear us clearly, Sima?
Yes, I can hear you.
You're not well, is it?
Yes. Okay, so Sima, while the PDF loads, I can tell you what we were seeing before. First,
yes.
We saw about the root word "as." And the root word "as" should be said like "as me" for myself, and "as he" for someone else or something else. You remember the word "as he"? So
yes,
for "as me" is for myself. And then we started seeing verbs. A noun, and Sumita Bagini was explaining that dhatu is the root of a verb, and if you to the dhatu you add a suffix, which is called a thing, it becomes a dhya padam or a thingam tam padam.
Wonderful.
Which is, I'm getting it right, yay! Okay. the verb with a suffix, with an ending, a verb that you can use. And then for noun, she was explaining that the nominal stem of a noun, so the root of a noun, is called dativaticam. And if you add the suffix, which is called supantapratyaya, right?
No. Yes, you're correct.
Pratyaya, that's the suffix for a noun. Then you get a noun ready to be used. For instance, Ramaha, it would be the noun ready to be used, like the full word, and that is called, the full word is called a padam, right?
Yes, you're correct.
And it doesn't matter if it's a noun or a verb, both can be padam. So,
yeah, both are padam only, but if it is a noun, it is going to be subantam padam.
Okay.
If it is a pratipadikam or a noun, it will be subantam padam. Just give me a minute.
Okay, so subantam padam, she said it was for a noun, right?
Yes, you're correct. Okay. So that is where we try to differentiate, because I say tingantam padam because I want to also denote the tense. Okay, so when I say eat, you will naturally ask when, now or yesterday or tomorrow or 1 year back.
Okay, but wait, it is a verb. Right?
Dhatu is mainly to denote an action. An action can be denoted only with a verb, right?
Right.
So they are interconnected, no? Verb and the dhatu.
Okay. Okay, so but Subantam Padam is for a noun, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. So the last thing, I think one of the last things that we saw is that, for instance, you could say Ramaha Padam, which means
one. No, Ramaha Khadati.
Khadati.
Yeah.
Okay, so right, because Kadati is he, not me, right? Okay.
Yes.
Ramaha Kadati means Rama is eating, and Ramaha and Kadati both are Padam.
Correct.
But one is a noun and the other one is a verb. So one is Subantam Padam and the other is Kriyapadam, right?
Singantam Padam.
Padam.
You can call it a Kriya Padam if you want to just say he is doing an action, but you want to say, if you want to focus, make the listener focus onto the tense, okay, present or past, then you should say, what is the Tingantam Padam. Then I will understand, okay, you are going to talk something about the tense and not just about the Kriya.
Okay.
It is a Kriya, but you are coming to say something about the tense as well there.
Okay, to see if it's past, present, future. Okay.
So, you might ask me, why should we have two different kinds of suffixes? Why are you saying it specifically? The reason behind is that I want to say something, I want to denote something specific. Now, Rama is a Shabda. Just by saying Rama, you will understand I'm talking about somebody. But what am I coming to talk? What is my intention behind saying the end? Whenever I say Rama, it's fine. When I say to Rama or from Rama, of Rama, there you will understand the intention of me using Rama in that particular context, right? Only if I say some preposition to it, you will understand what I'm coming to say. I simply say book Rama. If I say book Rama, will you be able to understand anything out of it?
No.
Only if I say this book belongs to Rama. Or I got this book from Rama. Only when I say to Rama or from Rama, you will understand, okay, she's coming to relate the object and the subject together.
Mm-hmm.
That is the purpose of the pratyaya at the end of the shabda.
Okay.
You're still unable to see my screen, right?
No. Yes, no, we cannot see it. We can only see the presentation.
Okay. I don't know how to do it, probably. Just give me one more minute.
Okay. Yes, we can see now.
Wow, good, great. Do you see the table? Su, au, jas. There is su, sa here, and there is something else here.
We see on top where it says, wait, there's a list there. It says, sabdaha. Sabdaha, yes.
I don't know which one are you seeing. Do you see my browser?
I see the page 15 out of 160. That's what I see.
Oh yeah. Fine. Yes.
Okay.
So I should go a bit up. Do you see the table here? It is not in a proper format. Yeah, now I think it'll be 18 numbers. So Supa Pratyayaha, where for Prathama, it starts with Sa.
Okay.
And here it ends something. It is not clear, so you can ignore. So this is how the table will look like. That is why I say Sup Pratyaya, because every Pratyaya denotes something else. When I say it talks about Dvitiya Vibhakti. When I say it talks about Tritiya Vibhakti. Okay. it is not that mandatory right now, but just have this idea. There is something called pratyaya. If it is dhatu, then ting pratyaya. If it is pratipadikam, it will be supratyaya. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So, what happened to Jalpa Bhagini? Looks like she left the call.
Yes, I think maybe she has been having problems with the internet.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, we will just continue with our book now. So, we were doing which one? If I am correct, Shashti Vibhakti was what we were doing.
Yes, we were doing... Yeah, we were doing Pratamaha.
Ha, Shashti. Pratamasya.
Ramasya and that, and then we were doing Vidya Vibhakti.
Yeah.
And Shashti Vibhakti. The only thing
I don't think we did Vidya Vibhakti.
Vidya? No, Vidya or Vidya?
Dvitiya.
Yes, we did that. Yes.
So you see a table here, right?
Yes.
Now when I say Ramah, this becomes Prathama Vibhakti. Ramam will be Dvitiya Vibhakti. Ramena will be Tritiya. Then we go to Shashti. Ramasya. Then there will be Saptami and Sambodhana, which you can ignore for now. I wanted to add a row before. Insert. Rose. Oh shit, no. Okay, so this is Prathama. Okay. So Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Tritiya Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti. Now, what I'm going to do here is, this will be Pullinga, this will be Strilinga, and this will be Napumsaka Linga. Latha. Latam, you can note it down. I'll just wait till then.
Okay, yes, I'm writing. Thank you.
And then I will go to the next one, Strilinga.
Okay.
Okay, Strilinga, I am taking Lata Shabda. So this will be Rama Shabda. This will be Lata Shabda. Lata, Latam. Tritiya will be Lataya. Lataya. Shashti Vibhakti will be Latayaha.
And what does Trita Vibhakti mean? Like,
I'll explain.
Okay.
And I'm coming to Napumsakalinga. Once you are done with Strilinga, let me know. I will write Napumsakalinga.
I'm done. I don't know about Sima and Jalpa is not here yet.
Yeah. Sima Bhagini, have you written?
Sorry, I can't listen only.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. So I will just go to Napumsakalinga now. I am taking Vana Shabda, okay? Vanam will be the Prathama Vibhakti. Vanam only will be the Dvitiya. Tritiya is very similar to Pullinga, so Vanasya. Sorry, I'm really sorry. Vanena. Ramena Vanena.
Vanena. And what does Vanam mean?
Forest.
Forest. Okay.
Vanam is a garden. I'm sorry. It's not jungle. It's a forest or a garden. You can alternatively use it.
Thank you.
Okay, so Prathama Vibhakti is the subject.
Okay.
Dvitiya Vibhakti is the object. Why am I not able to write anything? I will use another slide.
Okay.
He is Rama. So Sanskrit translation will be Saha Ramaha. I am seeing Rama will be Aham Ramam Pashyami. I eat or I play with Rama. Okay.
Okay.
Aham Ramena Kridami. Now I am giving a blank to the fourth and fifth case. I am just leaving it blank. I am straight going to Shashti Vibhakti, where I say I am the sister of Rama. Aham Ramasya Sodari. Sodari is a sister. Okay.
Okay.
So you see four sentences here. First says he is Rama. And I am seeing Rama. And I play with Rama. And I am the sister of Rama. Okay. Here in the first sentence, the Rama is the subject.
Okay.
Rama becomes the subject here. So I call it Prathama.
Prathama means first. Right?
First, yeah, first case. Vibhakti is case, Prathama is first. So, what is the first case? First case is the subject.
Okay.
Now, in the second sentence, Aham Ramam Pashyami. So, now the subject is me, Aham. Because I am doing an action. Whenever, whoever does the action, they become the subject, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, here Rama is not the subject, but becomes an object. Rama becomes an object. So, here Dvitiya Vibhakti, Ramam Pashyami. So, here how do you analyze it? Now, forget the Ramam. Okay? Don't see it. So, the sentence will be Aham Pashyami, I see. Then you will ask, what do you see? The answer will be Ramam. For whatever question you ask as what, the answer will be the object. So that becomes the Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand Prathama and Dvitiya? Prathama is the subject, Dvitiya is the object.
Let me write that.
Yeah.
So Prathama is the subject. And yeah, Vidya the object.
Dvitiya.
Dvitiya.
Dvitiya is also.
Okay. Yes.
Dvitiya is second. And the name of the second case is object.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
No,
yeah. I
understand. Okay. So, again, we are analyzing it to grammatically trying to find out. Now, if I say she is Rama, I am seeing Rama, this is all spoken. You need not have to have much grammatical knowledge to talk this, right? It's day-to-day conversation we use. I'm seeing a movie. I'm seeing my kid, or I'm talking to my mother. These are all normal sentences. But have you ever dissected it and try to understand what is the subject? What is the object, or who is the object? In both the cases, Rama, the word Rama comes.
Yes.
But we use it in a different context where when I say he is Rama, I am specifically talking about the subject because I'm going to say something about him. When I say I am seeing Rama, I say I am doing an action of seeing, but what? What am I seeing? I am seeing a person. Who is Rama? So Rama becomes the objective. Now, the third sentence, again, Aham Ramena Kridami. So with Rama is equated to Ramena. If you remove Ramena, it will be Aham Kridami. Which is I play. But naturally you ask, are you playing alone? No, I am playing with Rama. So here it becomes instrumental. Or tritiya. Instrumental as in I am using him to play with me. We will see another example as well. I don't want to take anything else apart from Vibhakti today because if you get hold on Vibhakti, you can rule the language to an extent.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, the next one is fourth and fifth. I am skipping it intentionally because I want to go with the flow of the books. You know, grammatical thing that they have given. I don't want to confuse with 4 and 5 now.
Okay.
So now you will ask me, who is Rama to you? You are playing with Rama, it's fine. But who is he? Is he a friend of yours or a brother of yours? Then I say, I am the sister of Rama. Aham Ramasya Sodari. So the Ramasya says of Rama. It's not even sister. Sodari is sister. So the focus is of Rama, Ramasya. So here it talks about the relationship or Shashti. Shashti Vibhakti.
Shashti.
Now you can. Shashti.
Right?
Yeah, sixth one. You're correct.
Thank you.
So Ramah, Ramam, Ramena, Ramasya.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Yes, I'm now clear with that. Right?
Wonderful. You can try for Krishna. So Krishna is the Pratipadikam. To make it a Subantam Padam, you have to add Supupratyaya. When you add it, you will get Krishna, Krishnam, Krishnena, Krishnasya.
Krishnena, okay. Let me write that.
Yeah, you can.
The second one is Krishnam, right? Krishnam.
Yes, you are correct. Krishnam.
Krishnam.
Do you want me to create a table again for that and show you?
No. I think I'm unless Seema wants to.
She can text if she wants.
Then after I will see on the video.
Yeah, you can catch up with the recording, no problem.
Krishna, yeah, right?
Yes, Krishna, yeah.
Sumitra Bhagini, I have a question, but back to the basics. I don't know if I can ask.
Yeah, you can ask. You can.
Okay, so we were seeing the mantra Aham Brahmasmi. And it was a bit weird to see the H and the H in Brahma and the M later. It's like, it confused me, because if you write in Sanskrit, Brahma, it looks like Brahmna. How do you differentiate? That's my question.
I actually did not understand your question completely.
Okay, can you spell Brahma?
Brahma.
Yes?
Yeah.
So Brahma, it looks like, because the M kind of gets inside the H, and it looks like an N, right? I don't know how to differentiate.
So you're asking about the pronunciation?
I saw something different in my not a book but a place where they were saying Brahmasmi, and the M a part of the M was inserted in the H sound to I don't know how to explain. Or maybe I can do it later and I will send you a WhatsApp and I will.
Yeah. We will do it offline. Probably you can send me a picture and we will discuss.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely, we will do that.
Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
No problem. So this is for Akaranta Pullinga. I'm simply touching only Akaranta Pullinga. I'm not taking anything else. Okay.
Okay.
Now the Strilinga is Akaranta Strilinga because Lata is the Pratipatikam.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Lata is the Prathama Vibhakti, that itself.
Okay.
So now it will be Sa Lata. I will take a new slide and do it. So she is Lata. Where I say Sa Lata. And I am seeing Lata again. So can you try to say it in Sanskrit? I am seeing Lata.
Yes. Aham Latam.
Latam
Pashyami.
Pashyami, wonderful. Now I say, I am eating with Lata. So here it is Lataya, okay? Can you try?
Yes. I am Aham Lataya Kadami. Kadami, because I am
Kadan. Wonderful. So that is how we should be relating. Then what should I say for Shashti? So here it is Latayaha. So I am a friend of Lata. Can you try?
Yes. Aham lataya latayaha
latayaha
aham latayaha friend
Sakhi.
Sorry, what?
Sakhi.
Sakhi. Okay, let me write that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Great. So now we will go to Napumsakalinga. If you're clear with this, then we will go to Napumsakalinga.
Yes.
But I just want to do one thing. I just want to highlight what are the things that I wanted to say. Seeing Lata becomes, where Lata becomes object, so Latam, with Lata, so Lataya, of Lata, so Latayaha.
Okay.
So these are all the focus of point of saying, why am I, what am I saying about Lata? So next one would be Napumsakalinga, where we have taken Vanam. It is very simple. This is a forest, garden. I am taking the term garden here.
Okay, garden.
So this will be Etat Vanam. I am seeing the garden. Can you try?
Yes. Aham Banam Pasyami.
Wonderful. So here you cannot say I'm playing with Vana. I'm just thinking an equivalent. Can you think of a sentence where you can use instrumental? Okay. Forget Vanam. Okay.
Okay.
I'm using hand here.
Okay.
This is a hand. So, etat hastam. Okay. And I say, I am seeing the hand, so this will become aham hastam pashyami.
Hastam pashyami. Okay.
So I say I am eating with hand.
Okay.
So can you try?
Yes. Aham. Let me see.
It's similar to Pullinga. Ramena.
Hastena.
You can see here. Ramena.
Yes.
So.
Hastena.
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 Hastena. Aham. Hastena. Ka. Kadami.
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 Now for Shashti, I'm saying this is my hand.
Okay, so it would be etat. No.
How do you say my name is Monica?
Mama nama Monica?
So here my hand. So mama hastam.
Mama and that's it. Etat mama hastam.
Etat mama is also fine. But I'm specifically saying hand is mine. So I'm establishing a relationship between hand and the self.
And you don't say hastam Hastasya?
Hastasya. You have to change the sentence then.
Okay.
So when I want to say the fingers are off the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers are off the hand. So I say these fingers belong to the hand or they are off the hand. So then in that case you can use this where you will be saying Anguliyaha. Anguli is the finger.
Okay.
Anguliyaha Hastasya. Or Hastasya Anguliyaha.
Doesn't matter the order?
No, doesn't matter. For now, you can assume that.
Okay, and so that mama has done, that is not that is not Shastivi Bhakti.
That
right?
is Shasti only. Now, when you say etat mama hastam, here mama is the Shasti Vibhakti.
The Shasti Vibhakti, okay. Ah, okay. So mama
so that's
is.
Why
okay, because it's possessive.
Yes, exactly. So that's why I thought it will make more sense if they use only the hasta. This is not a good example, but we will anyhow explore a lot of such examples. So there you'll be able to understand it better.
Okay.
Okay. So for now, just have an idea. How do you use? That was my intention.
Yes, I think we were getting an idea.
Yeah. So I'll just stop it here. I don't want to take further because you can process it. So whatever we saw today was one is Subantam Padam, Tingantam Padam. So Padam Namakim, what do you mean by a Pada? Pada is a word. How exactly do you define a word? How do you say it is a word or not? If it has got Subanta or Tinganta at the end, then it is a padam. What will have Subanta? What will have Tinganta? Tinganta? A pratik padikam will have a Subantam. A kriya.
Okay.
Or a dhatu will have a Tingantam. So that is how we decide if it is Subantam padam or a Tingantam padam. And then what are vibhaktis? Why do I need Subantam Tingantam padam? Subantam is needed to talk about the Shabda or the Pratipadika with some preposition. Whether I am talking in the context of a subject or an object or an instrument or a locative case or an accusative case, or to define all those I need some Pratyaya. We call it a preposition in English. Only if I say with or of you can understand. The same example, Rama book. You cannot decide anything. And I say Rama book. Only if I say I got this book from Rama, this is Rama's book, this book belongs to Rama, or I am reading this book with Rama, only then that makes a complete sense. So just by saying Rama Kad, you cannot understand anything. Only if I say Aham Ramena Kadami or Rama Ramaha Kadati, only if I finish off with some end, then you can understand, okay, she is trying to say about the preposition associated with Rama. Okay. Now I understand. Or else I cannot understand. I'm saying Rama, Kad. Kad is a dhatu. What do you understand by Kad? Nothing. How do you relate Rama and Kad with each other? Or to each other? So for that I need Subanta Pratyaya. I have to add something at the end. So if I add a visarga to it, that becomes Prathama Vibhakti.
Okay.
If I say Ramam, add Im at the end, that becomes Dvitiya. If I say Ena, Ramena, that becomes Tritiya. If I add Asya, Ramasya, then that becomes Shashti Vibhakti. So that similarly, if I pull Linga, Sri Linga, Napumsaka Linga, it is there. actually we have seen only a very less amount of stuff, but again it is an important lesson. If you understand, you'll be able to get hold onto it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you don't have any doubts, you can close the class. You can chant the Shanti Mantra.
Okay. What do you recommend for us to learn a little bit more for homework?
Okay. I wanted to say it. Good that you asked. Otherwise, I would have forgotten. Give me a minute. You have the Shabda Manjari now, right? So what you can do is, you can start with the Shabda, Rama Shabda.
That is okay. 15, right?
In my book it is 15. Right, I'll check you in yours where it is. Just give me a minute.
Yes, I think I have the same one. It's the one that Gaia sent on the WhatsApp.
Yes, yes. You're correct.
Yes, so what do we have to do with this?
Yeah, it is the same. Huh. You have to memorize a bit on this. Okay.
Okay.
So the Prathamari Bhakti here is Ramaha, but Ekvachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam, all are given. One Rama, two Rama, more than two Ramas. Okay. So you have to say like Akarantaha, Pullingaha, Rama Shabdaha, and Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman, Ramena, Ramabhyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Ramabhyam, Ramebhyaha, Ramat, Ramabhyam, Ramebhyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, He Rama, He Ramau, He Ramaha. You can either use the Sambodhana at the end or after Prathama. That is your choice.
Okay, so we just read that and try to understand. Right?
Yeah, try to understand what it tries to convey. Here Ramaha and Ramam is the object. Ramena is with Rama. Ramaya to Rama. Ramat from Rama. Ramasya of Rama. Rame in Rama. Okay, so
haven't seen, we will see it later still, right? Just to start.
Sorry, I couldn't follow you.
That for example, we haven't seen the Vibhakti of in Rama yet.
Yes.
But we read now.
Chaturthi, Panchami, Saptami, all those we have not seen.
Okay, we just read it now and try to understand for later, right?
Yes. You just try to memorize it. It will help a lot. I have personally decided that I should memorize all the Shabdas of Shabda Manjari within this year.
Okay.
So that is what I am going to do. Probably I will memorize one each day, record it and send it to you. That way I will also make sure that I practice something.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You can listen to it.
I would like to just listen to your recording and then try to read the
while. Yeah.
While we play your recording.
Definitely. So at the end there is a line. Evam Deva Mukunda Shiva Hara Prabhutayaha. So it says likewise. Evam is likewise. Deva Shabda, Mukunda Shabda, Shiva Shabda, Hara Shabda. All those you try to do.
This is the same.
Haan. So Akarantaha, Pullingaha, Deva Shabdaha, Devaha Devau Devaha. He Deva, He Devau, He Devaha. Devam Devau Devan, Devena Devabhyam Devaihi, Devaya Devabhyam Devebhyaha, Devat Devabhyam Devebhyaha, Devasya Devayoho Devanam, Deve Devayoho Deveshu.
Okay.
So similarly Mukunda, similarly Shiva. So probably I will do the Rama Shabda. One of you can do Deva Shabda, other one can do Mukunda Shabda. So that way we will hear that often.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay, you mean written or spoken?
Written would be better because you will get some practice as well that way.
Okay.
bare minimum spoken would be great if you write.
Okay. Okay, we will try to do that.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. Sounds good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great, wonderful. Can you do the Shanti Mantra now?
Yes. Om Sarvesham Vastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Dhanyavadah. We will meet in the next class. Yeah. Stop the recording.